Blog Talk Radio.
Party and the Spirit of America Party book. I'm now going to give you 1 hour of entertainment, whether you like it or not. Want a joke? We'll start off with a joke. Let's see what the jokes look like. I know there's one joke. Yes, three friends from the local congregation were asked, when you're in your casket and friends and congregation members are mourning over you, what would you like them to say? And Artie said, I would like them to say I was a wonderful husband, a fine spiritual leader, and a great family man. And Eugene commented, I would like them to say I was a wonderful teacher and a servant of God who made a huge difference in people's lives. And Glenn said, I'd like them to say, look, he's moving. That's pretty good, right? That's pretty good. There's another one here. This one. A man goes to see a rabbi. A rabbi, something terrible is happening, and I have to tell you about it. The rabbi asks, what's wrong? The man replies, my wife is poisoning me. The rabbi, very surprised by this, he says, how can that be? And the man then pleads, I'm telling you, I'm certain she's poisoning me. What should I do? The rabbi then offers, tell you what, let me talk to her. I'll see what I can find out and let you know. A week later, the rabbi calls. The man says, I spoke to her on the phone for 3 hours. You want my advice? The man said, yes. The rabbi says, take the poison. John's on his deathbed, and he gasps pitifully. Give me one last request, dear, he said. Of course, John, his wife said softly. 6 months after I die, he said, I want you to marry George. But I thought you hated George, he said. And with his last, John said, "I do." That'll get him, right? Want to do a girl's tune? I'll give you a girl's tune and we'll set up for some serious talk. The girl's name is Charmaine. What a beautiful name.
I wonder why you keep me waiting, Charmaine.
Joke. Isn't that a great tune? When was the last time you seen four crooners get together, do a little harmony, okay, and play trombones? When was the last time you seen a guy play a trombone? All we got left are guitarists. Everybody's a guitarist. And they come out and they set the stage on fire. They literally set it on fire. And then they break their guitars. This is art. This is what they call art. It's you got to go back and look at some of the generations that have had a great time. They had a ball. They had a ball. They danced. They danced. They had big bands. Guys would get up and do solos, trumpet solos, saxophone solos. Now we bring out a guitar. He vomits on the audience, and they carry him off. Give me a break. Smith climbs to the top of Mount Sinai to get close enough to talk to God. Looking up, he asked the Lord, "God, what does a million years mean to you?" And the Lord replies, "A minute." Smith asks, "And what does $1 million mean to you?" And the Lord replies, "A penny." Smith asks, "Can I have a penny?" The Lord replies, "In a minute." Okay, we're going to the serious news. Let me see what we can find. I see Walid Chubat just came in. Walid Chubat is my eyes on the Middle East. Him and a girl, Gabriel, Bridget Gabriel. They have soul. They have spirit. Okay, Walid's got a question for us. Did ex-CIA Director David Petraeus and General Carter Ham convert to Islam as current CIA Director John Brennan is accused of doing? Oh, man. Oh, that would be more than I could bear. more than I could bear. Since publishing screenshots from a commenter on this site that appeared to show an extremely bizarre pro-Islamic message posted to the Twitter account of four-star General Carter Ham, retired, there have been some further developments. At the time of the Benghazi attacks, General Ham was the commander of AFRICOM. Individuals familiar with scams originating in Nigeria that use stolen photos and names of high-profile figures to create fake accounts have been brought to our attention. See comments on this post. One of the figures who has been victimized by this despicable behavior specifically is General Ham. Read more. So we're going into read more. Okay. Here's a screenshot of one of the fake Twitter accounts. They got a picture of General Ham. And example of a fake Twitter account for General Ham. At General Carter Ham. Hasn't tweeted yet. So they have a picture of him at Carter Ham. The official Twitter account for General Ham appears to go by the handle Carter F. Ham and identifies the general as having joined in September of 2010. The account is currently listed as protected and has been since sometime after October the 26th of 2012. This is where we run into some legitimate questions. The Nigerian scammers notwithstanding, Nigeria is one giant con country, man. The Nigerian scammers notwithstanding, in a screenshot sent to us by Shubata.com, commenter Jeff Benton, we see that a tweet appears to have been sent by the CIA director David Petraeus from CENTCOM. On or before October the 26th, 2012. The contents of that tweet are not known because shortly thereafter, the account was protected, according to Benton. It's important to keep in mind that this tweet was sent out 6 weeks after the Benghazi attacks and 2 weeks before Petraeus would resign. In response, an account using the same at Carter F. Ham Twitter handle tweets the following punctuation and spacing exactly as it appears. May Allah bless you on this auspicious day of Eid. May it be a new beginning of greater prosperity, success, and happiness. I salute. In response, Benton politely asks if this message means that both Petraeus and Ham converted to Islam. I don't know, that's a little too far-fetched for me, huh? That's a little too far-fetched for me. I do believe that Petraeus has been muzzled. I would hate to think that Ham and him conspired to cover up the murder of four Americans. And then Jeff Benton said went to Carter Ham and says, there's no sense in me beating around the bush on this one. Are both you fellows Muslim? Respectfully curious. He would never get an answer. When we first posted about Benton's findings, it stirred up some staunch Ham defenders, which we welcome. This is not about propaganda. It's about getting to the truth. Benton responded to one of those defenders with the following. When I first found this, I thought it to be fake. But when I looked into the differences between the bad English using peeps, the format, the style of some of the bogus sites I found, they were way different than this Twitter account that had personal correspondence between the head of the CIA and our good general. There was complete indifference to the bogus sites in the Twitter account. And the more I searched, the more I was convinced the account was real. Oh, man. You go out there to that on the Fox River. There's a gravesite on the Fox River in whatever state that body, and bring them back. Because we're gonna, if this is true, we're gonna have some revolutionary findings. In another comment at the Shoe.com post, Benton wrote this about his tweet to General Ham. I thought for sure the general would respond to my question with either it's none of your business or a private joke between the two of us. But when I received no response and the account went protected, I began to wonder if those two fellows had converted to Islam for real. I don't think I'm going to go there. I was under the impression that Carter Ham wanted to send a rescue team, and he was told to stand down, and then he was forced to resign. So this will all come out if Trey Gowdy ever gets this thing launched. And I'm not going to go into this anymore because I'd really have to see more facts. I would have to see more facts. And there's nobody responding to the question. Will the battles between Israel and Syria escalate into a major war? And let me tell you, the day that the first mushroom goes off in Iran, you won't have to wait there to read the papers. You can turn on the TV and you'll be in World War III. Because the first nuke that goes off in Iran, Israel has no choice but to go to World War III. And I know that the communists already have the speech written. We're shocked and appalled, and we're asking the international community to do a little dance. Yeah. At third Benghazi hearing, State Department official who was friend of ambassador murdered in Islamic terror attack stonewalls, and helps keep truth about his friend's death is suppressed. Muslims block Christians from entering church, and now they are starting riots and want to drive all Christians out. Obama lies about not interfering in the Israeli election in Benjamin Netanyahu's speech issue. So that's what is going on. Oh, Obama is definitely campaigning against Netanyahu in Israel. He's getting involved in the political affairs of a foreign nation, our ally. Okay, here's a little short note. It's called The Bootlicking and Communist Buzzwords Like Islamophobe. Bootlicking and Communist Buzzwords. Bill Maher finally said something pro-American, and the rhino bootlickers had a foot festival. Look a shame, Fox, for a communist leopard does not change its hammer and sickle spots. And he came out today and he went back after the American sniper. Called him a psycho. If he's a psycho, what are you, Bill Maher? PLO dancer. He's a private dancer, a dancer for money. And any old country will do. Bill Maher praised the deeply religious Muslims who went to paradise after killing 3,247 helpless Americans on 9/11. Bill PLO dancer Maher called them brave, knowing they were about to die. Oh, by the way, the ticket sales for American Sniper have passed $350 million. And I hear people are going twice. Not as brave as Melissa, and some people are buying tickets and sending them to Michael Moore. Bill Maher finally said something. Oh, I said that already. Yeah, and he called them brave, knowing they were about to die. Brave is Melissa on the 80th floor, who left her voicemail message to her mother, telling her how much she loved her. I'll bet you to this day that mother plays that message. Not as brave as a young girl who blessed herself and jumped to the street so her body could be claimed. Not as brave as the 200 pro-life mothers who died with their pro-life babies in the sanctuary of the womb. That is 200 family names missing next to their mothers on that memorial wall. Denied recognition because, according to the sublime court, the unborn have no rights as citizens, but that they can be replaced by an illegal invader and get their social security number. Not as brave as 343 firemen who died to save, kissing their loved ones goodbye on a beautiful day, not knowing they would never return to put their head back on the pillow or sit at the head of the table ever again. And I'm sure a lot of young boys became fathers. Spare me the exhilaration that Bill Maher finally said something American. He also donated $1 million to a communist president. If after this initial deeply religious attack in France, the best we can praise is Bill PLO Dancer Maher, I'll pass and go to the shooting range after I pray for the kids all over the world who have to live at the no mercy of deeply religious Muslims, buried in snow, wearing summer clothes in mountains of the Middle East. It seems strange to me that the deeply religious Muslims who pray to the merciful God, Abdul Rahim, show no mercy to the helpless. The Middle East was all Christian before the deeply religious Muslims drew their swords and spread the germ of death. Maybe the solution is to come back to the party of Jesus and love one another as we love ourselves. Christus vincit, Christus regnatus imperat. Viva Cristo Rey! We're going to play a girl song tonight. Girl's name. We did one girl song, Charmaine. This one's Claudette.
Oh, oh, Claudette. Oh, oh, Claudette. I got a brand new baby and I feel so good. She loves me even better than I thought she would. I'm on my way to her house and I'm full out of breath. But when I see her tonight, I'm gonna squeeze her to death. Well, all day.
Okay, that's two girls' names we played tonight. Very good. Did you like that sound? You like that beat? It's the Everly Brothers. We were talking about the Republicans and rhinos. I got to tell you something. There's nobody more unified than the Party of Death. When they decide that they're going to vote, they vote as one strong bloc, with very little deviation 40 days before 9-1-1. The Senate voted to either enforce a Flag Desecration Act, which included burning the flag, or to go along with the communists who called it freedom of speech. Every Democrat but one that was in the Senate voted to burn the flag. Do you know who the one was? Take a guess. Senator from California, Dianne Feinstein. She must have somebody in her family that she respected that came home in a flag-draped coffin. She's the only one of all the Democrats that wouldn't vote to burn the flag. She voted to kill kids. Even the Vice President, Joe Biden, voted to burn the flag. But Joe Biden did not vote to kill kids. And I think there's a reason for that. And you have to check his history. He don't want blood on his hands. Because what goes around comes around. Anyway, also 125 Democrat congressmen voted to burn the flag 55 days before 9-1-1. 2 weeks after the 4th of July, they vote as a united block. Here, we got the jerky rhinos running around, and I'm starting to suspect that some of them are really Democrats who couldn't get on the ticket as a Democrat. And there's a guy named Ryan. Oh, he's a Democrat, this guy Ryan. Yeah, he sold out the pro-life movement. He told them he was going to be pro-life, and he double-crossed them. Nothing worse than when one of your own kind brings shame upon the great Celtic race. Yeah, unbelievable. Like JFK buying 1,200 Cuban cigars before the embargo. How's that for a guy that was concerned about world peace? Oh, he was in a tight spot, man. He was looking at right down the throat of a nuclear World War III. Yeah, I'm sure he changed his diaper a few times that night. And we were all there. We thought we were going to have a good old time. We didn't know that the Russians already had nuclear to wipe out the Marines that landed on the beach. Yeah. We were wide open, face down, pants down. Once again, our biggest weakness is lack of intelligence, always has been, always will be. Just ask the boys at Pearl Harbor. It is really sad. Okay, so I was talking about the Democrats loyal to a fault. And the rhinos, they think they're going to negotiate. And they're going to be, when they call it, partisan. Bipartisan. We're going to be bipartisan sexual. Yeah, you sure are, buddy. Sure are. You're working, tell the truth, you're a Democrat at heart. We have to know these guys. We have to know who's going to hurt us, and we have to eliminate them. We got to slow them down any way we can. We got to stop them. We got to ruin them. If they're in the Republican Party and they're pulling stunts like this, no good. We will be defeated once again. And you know who's going to suffer the most? The American people. The American people are going to pay a catastrophic price. They were already poor. If you're not making $100,000 a year, you're in the poor class. Maybe you can get by in some states at 75, but anything below that is poverty. In New York, you can't live on less than $100,000. Take a studio apartment. I climbed up 5 flights of stairs to visit someone I love, and a studio apartment. The building is leaning. It was built in the 1800s. They were known as slums. Now they're known as studio apartments. And you know what? When it was a slum, it was twice as big. They took the slum apartments and cut them in half and called them studio apartments. You can't believe how much room is in these closets. Unbelievable. And guess what they're paying? $2,500 a month rent. $2,500 a month rent. You go down south, you can get a piece of property on the waterfront with a maid. I know I'm exaggerating, but, you know, I'm not close. Oh, and the good news tonight, oil is down again. I love it. I love it. And the government's going crazy. They're trying to get in on the action. Rhinos, you gotta pull your weight. You gotta stop sucking up to the Democrats. They hate you. They're gonna destroy you, and you're sticking your neck in the noose. You gotta stand with the Tea Party, and let the Tea Party do its thing, and let's get our country back. Eventually, the lies are gonna run out, and the truth will be known to everybody. And when that day comes, there's going to be a lot of tea getting dumped in the harbor. So, speaking of revolution, I understand that, what's his name? The guy that stole the cattle from that rancher out in, was he in California? That rancher, was he in Texas? Harry Reid, the cattle rustler. I understand that he got caught. He was involved in a... he pulled a Bill Cosby on two heifers. And we're at the ranch now. The ASPCA has got it surrounded, and they want Harry to come out with the women. Harry Reid, are you in there with two cows? No! There's nobody here. I hear cows in there, Harry. Leave me alone, I'm on my honeymoon. You're going to be charged with cow napping. Hold on, I just want one more kiss. Okay. Oh, I'm doing it again. Okay, that's it. Okay, you want the Hillary Clinton song? I'll give you the Hillary Clinton song.
Praise the noodle, mama comes. Knocking at my front door. Praise the little mama come. Knock, knock, knocking, just like she did before. I woke up this morning with a feeling of despair, looking for my baby and she wasn't there. Heard someone knocking, much to my surprise, there stood my baby looking in my eyes. Crazy little mama come. Knock, knock, knocking, just like she did before. If you got a little mama and you want to keep her neat, keep your little mama off my street. Same thing will happen like it did before. She come knock, knock, knocking at my door. Crazy little mama come knock, knock, knocking just like she did before. Crazy little mama come knocking, brother, knocking at my front door, door, door. Crazy little mama come knocking, knocking at my front door. Crazy little mama come knock, knock, knocking just like she did before.
Knocking
at my door. Crazy little mama come knock, knock, knocking just like she did before. just like you did before.
Okay, this might be an article by Billy Graham. I got his picture all over. There is a picture of a demonstration in New York, and it's a Muslim demonstration, and they're holding up a picture of the White House with the ISIL flag on top of it. And it said, Islam will dominate. So this must be from Billy Graham. The war against Islamic terror has been split into two opposing ideologies. There is the original one that says America and the West must do everything possible to defeat this radicalism. You know what? It's not radicalism, man. These guys are considered, these jihadis are considered martyrs. They're considered saints in their religion. Everything they do in the name of Islam is blessed. Then there is a new ideology which is espoused by the current administration. It is one that says, I'll tell you what it says, is brainwash the people because they're stupid. And tell them nothing. They don't deserve to know anything. It is one that says, sure, we should do what we can, but it's more important that we avoid offending peaceful Muslims. Why are they peaceful? Because it's not their turn to stand up yet? Are they the second wave, the third wave, the fourth wave, the fifth wave? And that second ideology is gaining a frightening amount of ground. According to this ideology's adherents, we must begin dropping the word Islamic from our description of terrorists. I call them bad Muslims. And if they want to muzzle you, then they're Muslims. They aren't Muslim. They aren't Muslims. They are crazy zealots. They are not. Those guys on that plane shouting, Allahu Akbar, were the heroes of Islam. They were the warriors. They are the shahadis. They are guaranteed 72 virgins in paradise, 80 with a coupon. That's the truth. That is the truth, and America fails to realize that. Call it what it is. I remember when those towers came down. I remember clearly when those towers came down. And I remember a young Lebanese student girl crying. And you know what she was saying? I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And I said, you have nothing to be sorry for. You are an American. There are crazy zealots who are killing for the thrill of it. It's puzzling why the U.S. would make Islamic concessions to the prisoners in Gitmo. You know, nobody's covering these five guys that Obama bin Laden traded for Bo Birdcall. Three of them were governors of provinces. One was their equivalent to the CIA chief. And I think one of them was responsible in killing a CIA team with a car loaded with bombs. Yeah. And that's who he gave for a guy who left a hole in his defense line. And left his buddies one man short, and went and walked into a Sakani network field position and surrendered and worked there for 5 years. And some say he carried a sidearm, and some say he was training Taliban. Not only must we resist, let's see if I got this right here. They are crazy zealots who are killing for the thrill of it. It's puzzling why the U.S. would make Islamic concessions to the prisoners in Gitmo if they aren't Muslim to begin with. But that's just one of the many mysteries behind this strange ideology. Not only must we resist calling Islamic terrorism by its name, but we must actually curtail any criticism of the religion. According to the progressive Pope, religion is off limits to mockery. You cannot insult the faith of others, said Francis in response to the Charlie Hebdo massacre. You cannot make fun of the faith of others. I got to tell you something. You see these zealots. You see the fervent Muslims. You see that everything in the Quran that they live by. You see them going to prayer five times a day. You see that they are deeply religious. They listen to the call of the imam. They listen to the words and the teachings of the imam. They believe that you cannot show a picture of the Prophet Muhammad. Many Muslim icons have no faces. Okay? The only ones I think they show are angels. And even the angels may not have no faces. So when a free speech liar, okay, under the guise of free speech, draws a picture of their most sacred icon, the prophet that they follow. In England, the most popular name for a boy is Mohammed. Everybody is named Mohammed after the prophet that they revere. Whether you agree with his tactics or not, that's the prophet these people believe in. When they see a cartoon of their prophet, naked, with his testicles hanging and his penis hanging, being sodomized by another Muslim, they're lucky they didn't have a billion at the door. Now, you call that freedom of speech? Well, let's reverse it. Okay? They have a picture of the Pope at the most holiest part of the sacred part of the Mass, holding up a condom saying Body of Christ. They have a picture. This is all from Charlie Hebdo. They have a picture of the Blessed Mother with her legs open giving birth to a dopey looking kid. You a little outraged? I am. They have a picture of an old man being sodomized by a young man being sodomized by a triangle. And under it in French, the caption, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This is the land of Joan of Arc. What happened? What happened? The devil took over. I have no sympathy for Charlie Hebdo. It's not freedom of speech. You don't spit in somebody's face and call it freedom of speech. You don't poop on somebody's front porch, knock on the door and demand toilet paper. They got what was coming to them. And they're lucky that they stopped there. But the French aren't telling you everything. They're not telling you that New Year's 950 cars got burned by Muslims. And the day the Muslims feel they can take over, they're going to take over. And we do look like the great Shaitan. There are hypocrites in all religions. There are hypocrites in atheists, among atheists. There are hypocrites in the land of forever and ever. But they're also good people. And you have to respect what they believe. So, let's see what he said here. You cannot make fun of the faith of others. Can you not? Some have taken Francis' appeal to mean that you shouldn't insult the faith of others as a matter of being a good human being, and that's fine. That's a sentiment that deserves consideration. But to come out and say that in the wake of disgusting murders that drew millions out in support of free speech was ill-timed, that's not free speech. Tell me that's free speech. Burning a flag is not freedom of speech. Raping a woman is not freedom of speech. And raping a religion is not freedom of speech. Okay. It would be laughable, says Billy. Billy Graham is a good man. Billy Graham has done more work with his Samaritan charities than all the phonies that are holding up illegal immigrants saying save the children. I don't think Billy has looked into the writers of Charlie Hebdo. I think if he took a little closer look. Yeah. Okay. We could go into this all the time. We can go on. We can go round and round on this. Just remember this. You're being brainwashed. Your media works for the Communist International. And do you know that Putin, when he gets stronger, he's going to come and he's going to destroy us. And I want to be the guy that negotiates with him. I want to be sitting across the table when he says, I have more nukes than you, thanks to Obama. I now outnumber you 2-1. I am going to destroy you. What do you have to say?
Wanna build a snowman? Come on, let's go and play. I never see you anymore. Come out the door, it's like you've gone away. We used to be best buddies, and now we're not. I wish you would tell me why. Do you wanna build a snowman? It doesn't have to be a snowman.
Oh, Rihanna.
Okay, bye.
What does Jesus say? Unless you can be like a child, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. I like the other one better for a rich man. It's easier to pass it is harder to be a rich man to get into heaven than it is to pass a camel through the eye of a needle. That's pretty good. That is pretty good. Okay. I'm looking for another girl's name. I'm looking for another girl's name. Oh, I got one.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm looking over. One guy has quoted passages from the Quran. It's quite informing. And then people started to debate whether or not Obama is a Muslim. And one guy says, well, let's take an honest look at O. Raised by Muslims, father's Muslim, lived in Indonesia for 4 years, went to madrasa, looked that up, studied the Quran, went to mosque 5 times a day and prayed to Allah. That is what they do in mosques. Was not baptized until 1988 by Reverend Wright. He can't baptize anybody. He doesn't have the spirit of America or the spirit of God. Reverend Wright, $5 million house on Lake Michigan, paid for by gullible people, playing the race card. They gave him all that money. Pastor of a black supremacy church. Look that up also. All his people in Kenya are Muslim. His cousin Odinga burned Christians alive in their churches and went to jail for it. You know what jail is like when you commit a crime in the name of Allah? They let you go home for lunch. He made his first speech as president of the United States to the Middle East. Sent the bust of Churchill back to the Brits. Churchill had harsh words on Islam and socialism. Showed the bottom of his shoe to the American people in a photo of him in the Oval Office. A Muslim message of disrespect. Changed the rules of engagement in favor of the enemy. Okay. It is sad, man. It's sad to watch our country fall apart. I feel sorry for the kids. There was a generation that was a wasted generation. And they have, and all of their efforts from when they spit on soldiers coming back from Nam have all come to bear communist fruit. And we're all going to pay for it. It is going to be one hard fight to get our country back. Sorry, tap your teacher on the shoulder. Okay. Eric Holder's a very dangerous man. He's been around working his magic for a long, long time. Eric Holder. And now he's being replaced by one just as evil. She is Eric Holder in a dress. Her name is Lynch. What a shame. A good Irish name. And it's also a verb. But we won't go there. We will not go there. Let's see what we got here. Top 5 overnight stories from The Blaze. You know who The Blaze is? Marine response to critics of an American sniper is 10,061 words. It's worth to read each one. The final seconds of this GoDaddy ad had animal lovers up in arms. Now the company will not air it. You know what they're going to do? You know who GoDaddy is? They do websites and domain names, and they're very reasonable. They used to use a busty girl to do the GoDaddy ads. They should have stuck with the GoDaddy girl. They show a dog that fell out of a truck, a little puppy, and the puppy makes his way all the way back home. And just as he gets there, the mother that owns him, the woman that owns him, says, "Oh, we just sold you on eBay." Yeah, that's not good. That's not good. So, you know what GoDaddy could do? They could make up for it. They could offer to put up the entire healthcare program on their website for President Obama's Obamacare, you know, where they spent $400 million to put up the website that never got up. Remember that? The website that failed? GoDaddy can do that. Same website for $9.95 a month. Nanny heard a strange cry, creeping sound coming from a security camera above a baby crib, and when she realized what it was, she panicked. What do you think it was? I got to read more. I don't know. I'll read more. And my guess is it's a snake or an animal. Oh, you're going to give me a video. I'm astounded. Let's see what this. Bottom line, I think you're truly a sick freak. bottom line, if that's, you really don't understand the technology you're using. Once again, I'm astounded at the liberty so many willingly and ignorantly relinquish. I don't know what it is she saw. They're hiding the answer. Oh, what is it here? We got something. No, no. The camera, which is used by the child's parents to monitor the baby through an app on their cell phones, can see all around the room. Stanley thought that the parents were playing a prank on her, but she soon discovered it wasn't the case. Or somebody was using another camera to watch the baby. Hi, I'm Barack Obama. I can see your baby. Unbelievable, man. Somebody hacked into their system. Yeah. Unbelievable. Sick. Real sick. We got a sick country. The whole country's sick. Them congresswomen. Doesn't go PC when asked why Obama refuses to say the words radical Islam. Representative Tulsi Gabbard told Greta, she's from Hawaii, told Greta Van Susteren when asked. Gabbard, who's an Iraq war veteran, said, I got to read more. Okay, hang in there. I know there's one girl, she's a Democrat. I like her. She's real good. She's missing two legs. She also was involved in the war. Okay. Gabbard noted that Secretary of State John Kerry recently claimed that Islamic State and Al-Qaeda terrorists were engaging in criminal conduct rooted in alienation, poverty. Oh, that's the old communist trick. It's the poverty. Do you know how many poor guys became successful people in this world? They didn't go out and murder anybody. They didn't go out and mug or rape somebody. They went to work and they built a fortune, or they built a good living and they built a good life, and they came from poverty. But that's the communist buzzword, poverty, alienation. Yes. And discrimination. They were discriminated against because they were poor. If that's really the cause, then the solution would be to give them a trophy, give them a hug, give them a good paying job, 10 grand and a skateboard. So they can get their thrill, say, okay. Gabbard acknowledged that her strong views on radical Islam stem from her military service, as she's seen the terrorist culture up close in Iraq. She also accused the Obama administration of failing to truly recognize the enemy the U.S. is fighting. You know why? You know why, Miss Gabbard? Because he wasn't. Him and his wife and two children weren't on the 80th floor of the World Trade Center, listening to the Allahu Akbar shouts as people in Newark and Brooklyn, Muslims, good Muslims, gave out candy. And the communist media ran ads showing people of Middle Eastern descent, like Americans, saying, I'm an American. We are so snooked, it's going to take a whole entire war to straighten everything out. Somebody says she's going to be in trouble telling the truth like that. Why is she a Democrat? Hawaii is all Democrat. I don't know why. They had two senators, Senator Inouye and Senator Akaka, both World War II wounded veterans. They fought, I think, in the Nisei Battalion. Japanese Americans, Hawaiian, from Hawaii. And they were both wounded. I think one of them, Inoue, lost an arm. From the state of Hawaii, the home of Pearl Harbor. They voted to burn the flag. You know why? Because they were Democrats and that was their orders. The flag that covered the coffins of their buddies, because they were at Monte Cassino. And many of them died. And many of them came home in flag-draped coffins. And many a widow and wife got a folded flag. And these two guys, because they were Democrats from Hawaii, they voted to burn the flag. That is not freedom of speech. That is treason. Guy says, she'll get a telephone call from Wasserman Schultz. And it won't be pretty. Kind of like Wasserman Schultz hairdo. Do you know that Debbie Wasserman Schultz is banned from every beauty parlor in New York City? When she comes up here to get her hair done, you know where she's got to go? She's got to go to Tony's Pizzeria. And when he's finished quaffing her, he looks at it in the mirror. He looks at her. And he goes, how do you want to top it off? With mushrooms or anchovies? I'll give you another tune. I got another Gloria. This is a different Gloria. Gloria says she wants to tell Obama. Gloria is Cuban American. And I'm sure she's upset about what Obama has done to the Cuban people in Miami. Once again, the Democrats betray the Cuban people in Miami. The Cuban Americans. The ones that try to save Ilian Gonzalez from being sold into slavery by Bill Clinton. On Holy Saturday, when they sent in the SWAT team to stomp the grandmothers that were holding up holy pictures and candles. And you know what the code word for the seizure was? You ready for this? Bingo, bingo, bingo. You know why? They thought they were going to have to go into a church and get him. Because the rumors were he was hiding in a church. So Gloria, I'm sure, would tell Obama to go away. Oh, wrong one.
Come on, come on, come on, you know now. Come on, come on, just go away now. Come on, come on, come on, you know now.
Okay, I'm going to give you one more. This comes from Global Security, and they're sort of giving you a little insight into what took place in Benghazi. The Obama White House and the State Department, under the management of Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, changed sides in the war on terror in 2011 by implementing a policy of facilitating the delivery of weapons to the al-Qaeda-dominated rebel militias in Libya, attempting to oust Muammar Gaddafi from power. The Citizens Commission on Benghazi concluded in its interim report. In WorldNet Daily Interviews, by the way, they got a TV station now. It's 1:15 on my cable. It's right after Al Jazeera. And I noticed something about Al Jazeera. They're fomenting racial division. And they're playing bleeding heart racial issues, and they're stacking the deck. And also, they're pushing a soft Al-Qaeda style agenda. And I think they're going to show their true colors very soon. And I don't trust them. In World News Daily Interviews, so 1:14 is Al Jazeera, and 1:15 is now WorldNet Daily. 1:16 is One American News, which is fairly conservative. And then, of course, 1:17 and 1:18 are Fox. Okay. So, several members of the commission have disclosed their finding that the mission of Christopher Stevens prior to the fall of Gaddafi and during Stevens' time as U.S. ambassador was the management of a secret gun-running program operated out of the Benghazi compound. The Obama administration's gun-running project in Libya, much like the Fast and Furious program, under Eric Holder's Justice Department, operated without seeking or obtaining authorization by Congress. Congress no longer counts as no relevant in the New World Order. The Obama administration's gun-running project, we said that, like Fast and Furious. WorldNet Daily reported Monday that in exclusive interviews conducted with 11 of the 17 members of the commission, it is clear that while the CCB is still enthusiastic to work with Representative Trey Gowdy, Republican of South Carolina, chairman of the House Select Committee on Benghazi, and hopeful that Boehner is serious about the investigation, various members of the CCB, speaking on their own behalf and not as spokesmen for the commission, are expressing concerns, wanting to make sure the Gowdy investigation is not compromised by elements within the GOP. If we got that kind of problem, we're losing the next election. We have to be united together as one, as the Democrats are. And that tells me that the RINOs are Democrats. So it's better to know your enemy and fight your enemy than pretend he's your friend and get stabbed in the back. The Citizens Commission, in a paragraph titled Changing Sides in the War on Terror, alleges that the U.S. was fully aware and facilitating the delivery of weapons to the al-Qaeda-dominated rebel militias through the 2011 rebellion. The report asserted the jihadist agenda of AQIM, A-Q-I-M, the Libyan Islamic Fighting Group, and other Islamic terror groups represented among the rebel forces was well known to U.S. officials responsible for Libya policy. The rebels made no secret of their al-Qaeda affiliation. Maybe that's why they felt they didn't need any protection, because they were working with the enemy, but the enemy didn't feel that way. openly flying and speaking in front of the black flag of Islamic Jihad, according to author John Rosenthal, multiple media reports. The interim report said, and yet the White House and senior congressional members, I want to know who they are, deliberately and knowingly pursued a policy that provided material support to terrorist organizations in order to topple a ruler who had been working closely with the West actively to suppress Al-Qaeda. The report concluded, remember Hillary joking? We came, we saw, we killed him. Who cares how they died? There are only four Americans. It's a dust in history. Get out of my way. I got a blood clot. The report concluded the result in Libya across much of North Africa and beyond has been utter chaos, disruption of Libya's oil industry, the spread of dangerous weapons, including surface-to-air missiles, which are going to turn up in Newark Airport, and the empowerment of jihadist organizations like Al-Qaeda and the Muslim Brotherhood. Christopher Stevens, first U.S. envoy to Al-Qaeda. In the WorldNet Daily interviews, as several members of the Citizens Commission, speaking for themselves, not for the commission, added important background to the interim report's conclusion. In early 2011, before Gaddafi was deposed, Stevens came to Benghazi in a cargo ship, and his title at the time was envoy to the Libyan rebels, which basically means Christopher Stevens was America's very first envoy to Al-Qaeda, explained Claire Lopez, a member of the commission who served as a career operations officer with the CIA and current is vice president for research at the Washington-based Center for Security Policy. At that time, Stevens was facilitating the delivery of weapons to the Al-Qaeda-related militia in Libya, Lopez continued. The weapons were produced at factories in Eastern Europe, so we're dealing with the Soviets too, and shipped to a logistics hub in Qatar. The weapons were financed by the UAE and delivered via Qatar, mostly on ships, with some possibly on airplanes for delivery to Benghazi. The weapons were small arms, including Kalashnikovs, which you're not allowed to have, rocket-propelled grenades, and which you're not allowed to have, and lots of ammunition, which you're not allowed to have. Lopez further explained that during the period of time when Stevens was facilitating the delivery of weapons to the Al-Qaeda militia in Libya, he was living in a facility that was later designated a special mission compound in Benghazi. This was about weapons going into Libya, and Stevens is coordinating with Abdul Hakim Belhaj, the leader of the Libyan Islamic Fighting Group, affiliated militia leaders and leaders of the Libyan Muslim Brotherhood, had directed the rebellion against Gaddafi as an offshoot of the Egyptian Muslim Brotherhood. Lopez said, many of the individual members of the Al-Qaeda-related militias, including the LIFG and the groups that will later become Ansar al-Sharia, were Muslim Brotherhood members first. According to the interim report, Lopez, a delegation from the UAE traveled to Libya after the fall of Gaddafi to collect payments for the weapons the UAE had financed and that Qatar had delivered to the TNC during the war. Who made the payment? The UAE delegation was seeking $1 billion it claimed was owed. And during their visit, the UAE officials discovered that half of the $1 billion worth of weapons it had financed for the rebels had in fact been diverted by Mustafa Abdul Jalil, the Muslim Brotherhood head of the Libyan TNC, and sold to Gaddafi. According to information discovered, the UAE visit, when Jalil learned that Major General Abdul Fattah Yunus, Gaddafi's former Ministry of the Interior, before his late February 2011 defection to the rebel forces, had found out about the weapons diversion and the $500 million payment from Gaddafi, Jalil ordered Abdul Salam Abu Qatala, leader of the Abu Obeida bin al-Jarrah Brigade, to kill Yunus. Abdul Qatala, later identified as an Ansar al-Sharia commander who participated in December 11th attack in 2012 on the Benghazi mission, accepted the orders and directed the killing of General Yunus in July 2011. Abdul Qatala is currently in custody in New York awaiting trial under the Department of Justice, a sealed indictment, after U.S. Delta Force Special Operations personnel captured him over a weekend in a covert mission in Libya. Abdul Qatala's brigade merged into Ansar al-Sharia in 2012. And he was identified positively in an FBI cell phone photo from the scene of the attack on the U.S. mission in Benghazi. This could go on forever. It does. Well, I gave you a little insight. I'm signing off. You know what I didn't do tonight? I didn't play the Star Spangled Banner. So I'm closing with it. Have a nice night. Enjoy your freedom while you still have it. And you know what? We'll go out with the Marine Corps hymn. Sergeant, sound boots and saddles.